All righty, Vikings game plan is in deep stretch. Paul Allen, Wobby, Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com for the patented DraftKings fantasy focus, then the winning formula against the Indianapolis Colts. A DraftKings fantasy focus, who do you have?
It's playoff time in fantasy football.
Yep.
And if you're playing on those daily leagues, it's an important time as well. Playoff time is money time, and a man who has been money time for the Vikings is Kai Forbath. Mm-hmm. He has not missed a field goal since signing with the Vikings. 10 of 10. We did miss an extra point last week after a false start, but we won't hold that against him. He's 10 of 10 on field goals. He's kicking inside. The Vikings offense seemed to gain some traction last week against the Jaguars. They come back to the friendly confines of U.S. Bank Stadium, where Sam Bradford has been very good. The offense has looked much better at home than it has on the road. So I think whether it be by field goal or a point after touchdown, I think Kai Forbath is going to score you some points this week, and you should get him for a pretty cheap price.
Love it. Kai had four field goals made at Jacksonville. My guy is Adam Thielen. Detroit Lakes go crazy. The AFC South wants nothing to do with Adam Thielen. Go all the way back to the first game of the season against Tennessee. Averaged 13.5 yards per reception. Then against Houston, 127 yards and a touchdown. Last game against Jacksonville, he only averaged 25 yards a catch. So he will complete his AFC superfecta of domination today. Adam Thielen is my fantasy focus. What about the Vikings defense from a winning formula standpoint against Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton, Frank Gore, the Kane, and the Colts?
It's about executing the plan. I thought there was a really cool moment earlier in the show with Mike Zimmer when he was breaking down the Brian Robinson sack on the first third down against the Jaguars, where he said, we have to make sure we're aligned in the right triangle formation.
Yep.
That's coach speak, and you can tell that he hits home with that with his players, making sure they are aligned correctly. The devil is in the details, and I think against an offense that is led by Andrew Luck, who is very good with details himself, and with a matchup problem like T.Y. Hilton. It's no disrespect to our guys. T.Y. Hilton is a matchup problem for any team because of how he operates out of the slot and because of his speed and the connection that he has with Andrew Luck. So I think the Vikings need to execute their defensive plan very well. They need to rush Andrew Luck smartly, just as they did with Blake Bortles. If you remember last week, a big talker was, we can't let Bortles get out of the pocket and run on us. He had three carries for 13 yards. So that's a pretty good job by the Vikings defense of executing that plan. They need to execute whatever the plan is that they've come up with this week for Andrew Luck. It needs to be executed perfectly. There is no room for error when you go against a quarterback like this. So to me, it's all about execution on defense.
Let's see what Wobby thinks about the Vikings offense versus Indianapolis's defense and the winning formula. I happen to think the Vikings are going to score a fair amount of offensive points today, like somewhere between 30 and 38. What do you think?
Turn the red zone into the end zone.
Yeah.
You have to score touchdowns
in the
red zone. The Vikings scored two last week against the Jaguars. That's the good news. The bad news is they were there five times. So that's not a good enough percentage. And, that's good enough to beat the Jaguars. It's not going to be good enough to beat an offense like Indianapolis's. You have to get into the end zone when you get into the red zone. As Coach Zimmer said earlier, they did a good job of eliminating negative plays such as penalties in the red zone. Now they have to eliminate those negative rushes in the red zone because that's making it more difficult for them to get into the end zone. So I think if the Vikings can be more efficient scoring touchdowns when they get into the red area, they're going to be in good shape today.
My man, thank you.
You bet.
Wobby, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. We race the Colts today, and when you race Colts, you don't want to ride a Shetland pony, so let's zip to the winner's circle. That's Vikings game plan. Have a great day.